time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show tonight. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by teacher cinematographer Cameron Shaw and cryptographer Jeremy Horwitz. Gotta be, Dana Rodriguez on a Sunday night at 7.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, fathers and not fathers, but to everybody who's celebrating, have a great day. And we also hope you can spare a little of your Father's Day with us, for us today, I should say. Hopefully an hour or so, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so we hope you can call in and participate. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. All you have to do is call in with a question of your own or an answer for us. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, there is a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. If you've been saving your Father's Day questions for today, well, today's the day. So give us a call, or about anything else, too. No, we're not too particular. So again, that's 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Most of our lines are open right now. I think the Eve line is busy, but most of our other lines are open. So it's a great time to give us a call. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but if you call now, we will get you on very quickly. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear our show in live stream as we speak, that is on kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. And the podcast for our show should be up reasonably soon after we finish tonight, also at kalw.org, and later it'll be at iTunes and a lot of other places. So, all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions. And here's the first. Cameron Shaw would like to thank her dear old dad for all the fatherly things he has done, like turning her into a trivia nerd and saving all her house plans from near death.
Also true.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremy Horwitz considered complaining about the fog, but then immediately remembered last week.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is ignoring the fake polls, along with the fake Czechs and fake Lithuanians.
All right. All that being said, we're going to start with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. I have my Father's Day question right off the bat. I have a list of television fathers. I'm wondering who voiced or played them. There are six. I have Carl Winslow, and if you want, I can tell you the show that they're from.
No, that's fine.
Carl Winslow, Jim Walsh, Darren Stevens, Peter Griffin, Ward Cleaver, and Leland Palmer.
Leland Palmer.
Yes. Spoilers. Yeah. Oh, wait.
He's still a father.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Carl Winslow, Jim Walsh, Darren Stevens, Peter Griffin, Ward Cleaver, and Leland Palmer. So let's make it, what show are they from and who played them?
Wait, I got five written down here.
Okay.
Was Peter Griffin one of them?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm not imagining that.
Okay.
All right. Since I don't know a few of these.
Mm-hmm. You're going to take the two for one?
I'll take the two for one. Darren Stevens, of course, is both Dick Sargent and Dick York.
Indeed.
On Bewitched.
Indeed.
You know your... never mind.
I learned from Wayne's World, actually, originally.
And, of course, Ward Cleaver, that is Hugh Beaumont.
Yes, it is.
On Leave It to Beaver.
Yes. Excellent.
So
I'll take Carl Winslow, the great Reginald Avell Johnson.
It's a great name.
It is, of Die Hard fame. He's neither of the special agent Johnson, agent or special agent. And then Peter Griffin is, I believe, Academy Award nominee Seth MacFarlane.
Yes, it is. So we have Leland Palmer and Jim Walsh are out there.
What a great father Leland Palmer was.
He really was.
It was Bob, though, really.
Who played Leland Palmer?
Oh, that's a question.
That's a great question.
Still out. It's still
out. Is that Ray Wise?
Yes,
it is Ray Wise.
Ray Wise.
Yeah, okay. I was just taking two.
So the only one I have left then is Jim Walsh. And
all right. Do you want to give one other question?
Sure.
Since we ate up after that.
All right. What are the only two? Back to my flag questions. What are the only two nations to feature a building on their flag?
There's Angkor Wat is on Cambodia.
Yep.
The old Libyan flag had something green on the green background, right? No, I'm kidding.
It was
the old, yeah.
It may have current national
touché.
Flags.
I don't know off the top of my head. I'll run through them. I don't even know what's on the Bhutanese flag.
Is it an iconic building, would you say?
It's a little bit of a gray area, so sort of.
Is there more than just the building? Is it a little tiny building and a whole bunch of other stuff?
No.
Or is the building prominent?
The building is prominent.
All right.
Okay. All right. Why don't you read that question once more?
Okay. What are the only two nations to feature a building on their flag? And Jeremy got Cambodia, which is Angkor Wat. And there's one more.
All right. And Jeremy, you go ahead.
I'm too busy thinking about that question. Today marks the 115th anniversary of Nora Barnacle's first date with whom?
Leopold Bloom?
No.
Wrong book.
No hints. No, I figure I'll at least start out with no hints. No.
Wait a minute.
You're working with too much knowledge here, I'm going to say. There's
right.
a hint.
I tend to do that.
Think less hard.
James Joyce?
Yes. yes. The inspiration for Bloom's Day and Ulysses.
Right,
and,
yeah. Okay. Give us another
sure. On February 22nd, that's George Washington's birthday, of course, 2005, what country became the first to make smoking illegal in all public places? This has absolutely nothing to do with George Washington.
I was wondering about that.
I just looked at the date and noticed
that. In.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise twist in the
except
end.
That he grew tobacco.
What? There you
yeah.
go.
All right.
Not in
there
this country,
go.
Probably. So the first to make smoking tobacco illegal in public places.
Illegal in only in public places.
Yeah, you could still do it in your home. I believe you couldn't buy it either in the country. You could import it though.
Huh. That's a good question.
Would you call this a first world country?
By virtue of not being... No, I wouldn't.
Industrialized nation, you know, generally speaking, as opposed to a third world country?
Let's go with 2.5 so I can offend everyone. It's
the second world country. Okay.
So it's Russia, I guess? or the Soviet Union? When are we recording this? Yeah.
Was this action taken for anything like religious or moralistic reasons in general?
I would assume moralistic, but I don't know if it's religious. I wouldn't think it.
Okay. All right. Just repeat it once more.
Sure. On February 22nd, 2005, what country became the first to make smoking illegal in all public places?
How about Singapore?
It is not Singapore.
That's
certainly an excellent
guess.
Very
good
yeah.
guess.
Thank you.
I wish I'd thought of it.
You could get cane for that guess. Wait, no. For smoking.
And we have a couple of lines open at area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, Steve. So you took one of my questions, which is, first of all, happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then your favorite father in TV comedies.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Jim Walsh.
Go ahead. Very good. What else?
Oh, you,
about
I thought
one,
you...
by, one by one. Do you have one?
I thought you were going to give us a list of fathers.
No, I want to tell me your list, first of all.
Oh,
one,
my.
Each one of you. Yeah.
Our favorite TV fathers?
Oh, Leland Palmer's a pretty good one.
Okay. Who else?
Well, Dick Van Dyke, Rob Petrie. And Dick Van Dyke.
Good. Very good. All right.
I haven't really prepared a list.
Yeah. No.
Okay, all right.
I have,
well,
which is
why
this is embarrassing.
Okay, I'll tell you my favorite first of all. Definitely Danny Thomas.
Oh.
Okay.
So, Make Room for Daddy, right?
Right.
What other two shows did he produce? And he produced an awful lot of shows.
Make Room for Granddaddy?
He produced the Andy Griffith Show.
No.
And Mayberry RFD. What?
Yes, Mayberry RFD. Yeah.
And the Andy Griffith Show. Right.
Right, and several others. Okay.
Right.
There are also two shows where he acted himself in them, besides Make Room for Daddy.
Make Room for Granddaddy.
Make Room for Granddaddy, yeah. And
well, it's not in my list, but what something... What about the wonderful word of burlesque? You heard of that one?
The
Wonderful World of Burlesque.
Blansky's Beauties.
Yeah.
The Happy Days spinoff?
The third one is the Danny Thomas Hour.
Oh.
Danny Thomas Hour.
He was pretty much guaranteed a slot on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a really great man. And never mind that, you know, St. Jude, which is a great institute for a thing. So I disagree with you last week when you said what is the most common word in the world. And I think mama or mother or, you know, probably is more appropriate. As for daddy, what do you think most countries call daddy?
Papa.
Papa. Yeah. All right. That sounds really good. I just wanted to narrow it to just a Father's Day question. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
E.
All right. Bye-bye. And we have a couple of lines open. Give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. All right, let me give you a couple of questions here. Let's see. What are the two least visited U.S. states as of 2018?
Hawaii and Alaska.
No, neither one.
Wow. Neither one.
Oh. North Dakota.
No.
I've never visited, so statistically speaking.
No.
All right.
Delaware.
Delaware is one. Very good.
Another thing I learned from Wayne's World. That is a good
one. Wow.
I hope we learn about Millie Waukee.
Yes.
Probably not.
What are the two least visited states in 2018? U.S. states. Delaware is one.
Okay.
And
sobriety? Is that?
No. Mm-mm. All right. Second question. What is the first top 10 TV show to have a child character's name in the show's title?
Malcolm in the Middle.
That's a reasonable guess.
It's probably earlier than that.
What was the first top 10 TV show?
The Brady Bunch.
Has to have a specific child's name. First top 10 TV show to have a child's character's name in the show's title.
So My Three Sons also doesn't count, not a specific
proper
name.
Yeah, it has to be a specific name.
What about Leave It to Beaver?
Oh, that's great.
That is very good, but no.
No. Okay.
So it's earlier than 1957.
Wow.
October 4th, I believe, it premiered.
Well, put it this way. Leave It to Beaver was not in the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Ever?
Not at that point.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay. So once more, what was the first top 10 TV show to have a child's character name in the show's title?
Is it a child or like a teenager?
I would say it's a child.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Dennis the Menace.
That is correct.
Oh, good.
Yes. Thank you for that clarification,
1959.
Cameron.
All right. So, looking for the two least visited U.S. states as of 2018. One is Delaware. What is the other? All right, I'll give you one more question. If you know this right away, Jeremy, wait.
Okay.
If you don't know it right away, I'll give you a guess.
Okay. I got it.
Green Eggs and Ham.
I know it.
Do you?
It's the multisyllable word?
Yeah. So, okay. All right, hold off. Green Eggs and Ham will be 60 years old next year. What is the longest word used in Green Eggs and Ham?
And the only multisyllabic one.
No, it is not. I don't think so. Well, anyway.
I read that book all the time.
So Green Eggs and Ham will be 60 years old next year. And of course, it was done because of a famous bet between Theodore Geisel and Bennett Cerf, that he couldn't write a book using 50 words or less.
That I believe Bennett Cerf never actually paid up on.
Hmm. Anyway, what is the longest word used in Green Eggs and Ham?
I may actually be thinking of a different word.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, is the word polysyllabic? If it is, then I'm thinking of the right word.
I'm not going to be speaking about that.
Fair enough.
Okay, so
fair
the
enough.
Eagers are all staring at me. Okay.
I'm
stuck
all.
On train, which has five letters. Okay. I'm working on it.
All right. So just to continue with that, what is the longest word that is used in Green Eggs and Ham? And there are 8 words used in Green Eggs and Ham that have 5 letters.
Train.
Yes, train is one. I'll give you one guess too, Jeremy. There are 8 words used in Green Eggs and Ham that have 5 letters. And there is...
Green.
Yes.
I feel comfortable yes. about that one.
Okay, good. So again, what is the longest word used in the children's book Green Eggs and Ham? And what are the words that have 5 letters? So far we have train and green. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For at least visit the state, I'm going to guess Idaho.
Not Idaho.
Okay.
There's a lot of skiing there.
Well, yeah. We have talked in the past about the British Admiral Vernon, who in the 1740s established grog, a daily ration of diluted rum in the British Navy, which became a tradition.
Okay.
The American Navy discontinued the daily ration of grog in 1862. When did the British Navy discontinue it?
1983.
That's not actually too far off.
Well, if it's an interesting question, it's got to be something like that.
It was after World War II, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was just picking Falklands, basically.
No.
How about 1955?
After that.
63.
Later?
78.
72.
So I'm going to give it to you for 72. It's 1970.
Oh, all right.
Okay. For any particular reason?
Too expensive.
There was a Tory.
Well,
office.
I mean, was there something that caused it in particular?
No particular. It was just an admiral who thought the tradition had come to an end. So.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the way it is in the Navy.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Happy All Father's right. Day.
You too.
And we have some lines open. Give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134. We'll get you on as soon as possible. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And Cameron, it's your turn.
Okay.
What's on the Mongolian flag? I can't identify that. Is that a building?
I don't know.
Okay. This is not the answer.
Not what I'm looking for. Enough. Yes. Right. What is the world's tallest statue and what is the world's largest Art Deco statue?
So tallest
statue. To be clear, they're not the same.
No, definitely not. Tallest statues in India.
Yeah.
Patel.
What is it called? Yes, you got it. It's the right person. This is the word I couldn't pronounce earlier.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll leave that half to Dana.
Sorry,
is it of a god?
Yeah. No, it's a guy. It's a dude.
It's of the first home minister of India.
The statue went up like...
I just can't pronounce his name.
I think it was like last year they finished it.
Yeah,
oh, really?
It's very new.
Okay.
The statue's name itself is not difficult to pronounce.
Something about a sun or something.
But wait a minute. What was the first part of your question?
Sorry. What is the world's tallest statue, which
right,
Jeremy
got?
I'll give it to you because you got the guy. It's called the Statue of Unity.
Unity.
And it is of the first home minister of India. And then what is the world's largest Art Deco statue?
Does it represent anything? So it represents a person?
Yes. Yes.
So it's not the Chrysler Building?
It is not the Chrysler Building. That qualifies as a statue.
Art Deco statue. Can you tell us what part of the world it's in?
The Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, is it Christ the Redeemer?
Yes, it's Christ the Redeemer.
Oh. I
shouldn't have told you.
Yes, it is.
I'm surprised.
It's
yeah,
right.
I would.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Nice.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, am I on?
You are.
Oh, great. So I was going to answer the question about green eggs and ham. Is it anywhere?
Yes, it is anywhere.
Good.
Very
nice.
Good.
Okay, great. And then for in honor of Father's Day, can I do a dad joke?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. So what do you call a cow with no legs?
What do you call a cow with no legs? I'll be the show.
Ground beef.
Very good. Terrible.
I'll take my bell for that any day.
Thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, yes. I had a couple of five-letter words for green eggs and ham.
Okay.
Would and could.
Very good.
Okay.
That all rhymes.
I know.
I have a couple, but I already guessed.
That's would good. And could. Is that it? Anything else? Nope, you're gone? Okay. And Jeremy, it's your turn.
All right. What author co-wrote the screenplay The Yellow Submarine, taught Greek and Latin literature at Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, and served as a color commentator for ABC's 72 and 76 Olympic marathon coverage? I was pretty much blown away that there's one person who matches all of these descriptions. And you know him for something. He's better known for something else.
Eric Siegel.
Especially better known by Dana.
Give us another question.
Who are the only two U.S. attorneys general to serve non-consecutive terms? Mostly so I could say attorneys general. But
William Barr is one.
You got one of them.
Yeah. Deve William Barr.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the other one, I'm sure, is much tougher.
I would argue that yes.
Yeah, I got nothing. That's not my
All right.
not my jam.
Read it again, would you?
Who are the only two U.S. attorneys general to serve non-consecutive terms? I guess one of whom is William Barr.
Mm-hmm. And the numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay. Give you
which part did you get the Eric Siegel from?
Question.
That's a good question. What was the tip off?
All right. What is the least visited country in Europe as of 2018?
Liechtenstein.
No.
Oh.
Luxembourg.
No.
Latvia.
San Marino.
Oh, okay.
Just starting small.
All right. There you go. Okay. Father's Day question. I'm going to give you a list of presidential fathers. And what you're going to do is tell me who they were, what president they were the father of. Okay? I'm going to describe what they did a job.
Okay.
You're not going to give us the last name?
No. So, again, these are fathers of the presidents. I want you to tell me which president they were the father of. So,
All-American?
No. Number one, yes, All-American. So, again, these are presidential fathers. Give me the president who they were the father of. Number one was the attorney general under Ulysses S. Grant. Number two was a traveling salesman in Illinois. Number three ran a grocery store and gas station. Number four was a justice of the peace and notary public. Number five was the governor of New Hampshire. And number six was a farmer who could neither read nor write. So again, these were fathers of the presidents. I want you to tell me which president they were the father of. Number one, the attorney general of the United States under Ulysses S. Grant. Number two, traveling salesman in Illinois. Number three, ran a grocery store and gas station. Number four, was a justice of the peace and notary public. Number five, was governor of New Hampshire. And number six, was a farmer who could neither read nor write. I will give you one, Jeremy, because you probably know more than one.
But I guess that the number four, the justice of the peace, Did he by any chance swear his son in to be president?
He did.
Coolidge.
That's right. Nice. That's right. John Coolidge.
Just name. Like his son. John Calvin Coolidge.
John Calvin Coolidge. So, yes, number four, Justice of the Peace and Notary Public in Vermont, John Calvin Coolidge.
Okay. Let's see. Again, things like this, not my expertise. I'm going to guess grocery store and gas station. Was that Carter?
Was not.
No. Okay.
Was it Washington? The gas station.
Do you want to take one more guess?
Not right now.
All right. Okay. Just to remind you again, these are jobs that the fathers of the presidents had. So you tell me which president they were the father of. So number one, Attorney General of the United States under Ulysses S. Grant. Number two, a traveling salesman in Illinois. Number three, ran a grocery store and gas station. Number four was the governor of New Hampshire. And number five was a farmer who could neither read nor write. And the two numbers to join us, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. and have been for almost 26 years. Our panel tonight, teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw, cryptographer Jeremy Horowitz. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Take some guesses on the presidential fathers. Was the grocery store gas station owner, is that Nixon's?
Very good. Yes. Yes.
Ah, excellent.
Francis Nixon. Very good.
Traveling salesman, is that Clinton?
It is not Clinton.
Okay. Attorney General under Grant, is that Teddy Roosevelt?
It is not.
The illiterate farmer, is that George W. Bush?
No.
No, not George W. Bush. Is Benjamin Harrison the New Hampshire governor?
No.
All right. Shot down. The least visited state, Nebraska?
Very good. Almost. Yes.
Oh, yay.
Very good.
I've been there.
Smoking illegal place, 2005. Is that Saudi Arabia?
It is not. Oh, certainly a good guess,
good
though.
Good guess.
Or Bhutan?
That's an even better guess because it's correct.
Ah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
Very good.
Thanks. Five-letter words in Green Eggs and Ham. Did you get all those yet? Or are you
no.
Still?
No, we have, I'll give you the ones we have. Could, would, green, and train.
How about maybe?
No.
Okay. Well, then I don't have any others. So I'll ask a couple of questions if I can.
Mm-hmm.
One, a dab thing, another one of those good old dabs from TV. Red Foreman?
Sure. Kurtwood Smith, Santa Clara University Zone.
Yeah, and also the another RoboCop villain.
Absolutely.
Along with Ray Wise.
And several Star Trek movies.
Ah, yes, that's right. That brought to mind Peter Weller. Peter Weller has a PhD.
Yes, in art history.
Very good.
That.
Okay. Mm. Now, what? On a separate tack, what country was the first country to have a national anti-smoking campaign?
Bhutan.
not to ban it, just to have an anti-smoking campaign.
Right, right.
How far back does this go?
The 30s.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Interesting.
Hmm.
Singapore. Wait, no. It had to be a country, sorry.
Was this what you would call, at least at the time, a socialist country?
In a manner of speaking.
I almost wanted to say Mexico, which
no,
was a socialist country in the 30s.
I really wouldn't call it a socialist country.
Okay.
Denmark.
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, right. Huh. Is it
Asian?
No.
Okay.
Is it European?
It is. Yes.
Is it? It's not Russia by any chance, or Soviet Union?
Well, no. Nope. He would say yes to Asia. Hopefully, if I said that.
Yeah.
How about?
Yes. Oh. My geography is not that bad.
Mine is.
What about the United Kingdom? It was something with the war and sending cigarettes to soldiers.
No.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Have I heard of this country?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Spain.
Is there... can you describe a little bit the reasoning behind it?
It was, I think, for matters of public health.
Okay.
Wow. That is cutting edge.
Well, it
Germany.
Is cutting edge. So how
it is Germany, yeah.
Is it really?
Germany? Yeah, yeah. The Nazis banned, they didn't ban it, but they had a pretty significant anti-smoking campaign, believe it or not.
Another reason to hate Nazis.
Well, Hitler didn't smoke. Didn't like other people smoking either.
All right.
Mm. Right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
And there's an art history connection there, but that's another story.
And let's see. Cameron, I believe it's your turn.
Okay. What? I'm going to go off your Dr. Seuss question. What was the only feature-length screenplay to be written by Dr. Seuss?
The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T.
Yes.
Good. 1953.
It's a crazy movie.
It is okay. A crazy movie.
All right. Excellent. Good
with
job.
Richard Gere. Is that right?
Yeah. Hans Conried.
It's produced by Stanley Kramer. Can I do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Was the only film on which Ingmar Bergman and Ingrid Bergman collaborated?
God. I'd just be guessing. Random Ingmar Bergman films.
Okay. Go.
A very young... how about Wild Strawberries? There
no.
you go.
No, but...
Autumn Sonata.
Autumn Sonata.
All right.
Yes,
why didn't you just go first? I could have been less embarrassed.
All right.
Was her last film role. Oh. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. To whom do the three most visited tombs in the United States belong?
Oh, good question.
Grant?
No.
Not even for the joke?
No.
Elvis.
Elvis. Oh, of course. Elvis is one, yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'll stop there.
Okay.
Not that I know the other two anyway. all right, repeat that, please.
To whom do the three most visited tombs in the United States belong?
Kennedy?
Yes, Kennedy is the other. Well, the other gimme.
All right.
I didn't think Bobby Kennedy would have that many, but anyway.
Not that Kennedy.
And the two numbers to join us with a question or answer, area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. Happy Father's Day, everybody. You are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Most people know what the lightest element is. What's the heaviest element?
Unobtainium.
That's the most expensive.
Yeah, good point.
The heaviest element.
Does this need to be naturally occurring or non-radioactive? Or?
Well, it is naturally occurring, and it's not radioactive.
Is it ever used in particularly heavy quantities? In other words, it's you wouldn't know that it was the heaviest element unless you had a large piece of it, or you know, a great deal of it.
I would say it's typically used in rather small amounts.
Okay, is this an element?
So, what is it? Everything from 92 up is radioactive.
I'll give you a hint. It's almost. There. It's almost twice as heavy as lead.
Is it used in any sort of weaponry?
Well, probably is. I got out of the military in 65, and they're probably using it now, but, you know.
Right.
Well, there's no bileadium or dileadium, so that's not helping.
That's right. It's related to an element that is very close to an element that you might use in long-lasting spark plugs.
So, tungsten's not it. What's in spark plugs? I actually don't know.
I don't know. Platinum is in
platinum?
Spark plugs.
Yeah. Okay.
But platinum's one of them, but there's another one I'm thinking of. It starts with an I.
Iridium?
Yes, iridium's used in spark plugs.
Okay.
This is
around there.
This is getting close to iridium.
Okay.
It's the heaviest thing that we've got.
Iridium, platinum. What would be? But it's not a precious.
It's not what?
It's not precious. It's not a precious.
Yeah, it'll cost you a pretty penny. You
titanium.
No.
Okay.
Titanium's very lightweight. No, we don't know.
Okay. Oh, I may as well tell everybody. It's osmium.
Gosh.
I don't think I ever would have gotten that.
Yeah.
If I could have gone through the whole table, I would have gotten there.
Yeah,
that's about
right.
It.
Yeah, okay.
Osmium. Thanks for your show. It's great stuff.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate your question.
You're stumping us. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Cameron, what do you
have? Okay. I have one left on the list of three most visited tombs in the United States. We have Elvis and John F. Kennedy. I almost said Junior. John F. Kennedy. There's one left, and then I have on my list of television fathers, I have Jim Walsh. And I believe that is all.
The flag question.
Oh, and thank you.
Because I want to know the answer.
What are the only two nations to feature a building on their flag? And one is Cambodia. What is the other?
What's the continent for the other one?
Asia. The greater Asian region. Sort of.
The greater Asian Cove prosperity.
Wait. Okay, Egypt's out. Let's get it.
Let's say it is between Cambodia and Egypt.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, fair enough. And Jeremy, what do you have? Anything?
Yes. Who are the only two U.S. attorneys general to serve non-consecutive terms? And who's the only one who's not named William Barr, I guess, is the real question.
All right. There you go. Let's see. There are eight words with five letters in green eggs and ham. So far we have could, would, green, there, and train. And what are the other four?
Can I give you two?
You can give me one.
House.
Yes.
Can I give you the one that rhymes?
Corresponding.
Yeah. Right, go. I'll say mouse.
Yeah, mouse.
Only
right.
After she said house.
All right, so there are two left. Very good. Both of you. And, yes, I gave you the occupations of some presidential fathers. I want you to tell me which president they were the father of. So the ones we have left are he was the attorney general under Ulysses S. Grant. Number two, he was a traveling salesman in Illinois. Number three, he was the governor of New Hampshire. And number four, he was a farmer who could neither read nor write. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Harris from Emeryville.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, the grave, would that be George Washington's grave?
No. But yes.
Okay. I was gonna mention on Calvin Coolidge, not only was the father a notary public, but he also was the only one to swear in his own son.
Right. Good.
Okay, I just thought I'd add that in because I'm a notary public instructor. And I have a couple of movie questions.
All right.
There's only one actress who is in two separate films with the same name that were completely different, having nothing to do. They weren't sequels of one another. They would just happen to accidentally be named the same. And who was the actress and what was the name of the film?
So this actress was not the star of the movie?
She was the star of both movies.
Whoa.
Hmm.
They were both called the same thing.
Can you give us a rough era we're looking at?
You're right.
I'll tell you. The one was in 1931.
Okay.
And the exact same movie in 1947, the exact same title in 1947. With the actress in was the same. Clark Gable was in 1931. Mm-hmm. Van Heflin was in 1947.
Possessed. Joan Crawford.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay.
I probably couldn't have done it if you hadn't given me the years.
I figured I'd make it a little easy. Okay, one more question. On Singing in the Rain, which is always mentioned as the number one MGM musical ever made, there were 12 songs. 10 of the songs were taken from previous other films. Two of them were original. What were the two originals?
I'm guessing Singing in the Rain, or no?
No.
Right.
No, Singing in the Rain was from Hollywood Review of 1929.
Right. Right. Make 'em Laugh is one.
Make 'em Laugh is one.
And... let's see.
It's not going to be the sappy romantic one.
Let's see. What's the other one? Oh, not Moses Supposes.
Is yeah, Moses Supposes.
Really?
Okay. There you go. Huh. But yeah, I all the other songs, you're quite right, were taken from other MGM films that they were in.
Okay. One day I'll call in and I'll ask what's the films and what's the films that were taken from.
All right.
Fair warning.
I wish you would. I think I can answer that.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And Jeremy, I think it's your turn.
Sure. So I've got a three-parter with three very short parts. Who's the only U.S. president to serve as Speaker of the House?
Oh, is it?
That's part one.
All right.
Part two is serve in the Senate after his presidency, and three, serve in the House after his presidency.
I think the only one that's to be Speaker of the House, although I think there was one that was going to be, could have been Speaker of the House if he had not been elected president. But are you thinking of James K. Polk?
I am.
And what were the other two?
Senate after being president? House after being president.
The Senate is Andrew Johnson.
Yep.
And the House is John Quincy Adams.
Where he died.
Yes. All right, give us another question since I hogged that.
let's see. What two countries have English language names with three alphabetically consecutive letters appearing back to back to back in their name? So, for example, if XYZ Stan or the United States of PQR were countries, that'd be great. But they aren't. So there you go.
Read it once more.
Sure. What two countries have English language names with three alphabetically consecutive letters appearing back to back to back in their name?
Okay.
Hmm. That's something I can't roll off the top of my head right now.
I'm going to get it. Don't worry.
All right,
figure
good.
It out.
I'm still thinking of Asian flags.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. In Dr. Seuss, the word plane, P-L-A-N-E, rhyming with train, does that count?
No, not plane. Not that I... Not No, not plane.
No, I would not like them on a plane. I would not like them on a train. All right. I misremember.
Is it? Okay, I'll double check that.
I don't think there's a plane.
I don't think there's a plane in it.
Green Eggs and
Ham. Yeah.
All right. Then the president with the illiterate father, farmer, is a father?
Yes.
Would that be Abraham Lincoln?
It would be Abraham Lincoln. Very good.
I got one.
Excellent. Is that it? I guess so. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
I just lost my Abraham Lincoln.
No, sorry.
Well, we'll see if I luck out with the grave. James Dean?
No.
Ooh, good guess.
Good guess.
Good isn't enough.
We appreciate
it. Playing. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Thomas. All right. Just to remind you, our two numbers to call in with a question or answer, area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. We do have some lines open right now. It's a great time to call in. All right. Let me give you...
Jeremy is one of
okay.
them. Afghanistan.
One of them is Afghanistan.
Okay. Oh, good.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. Let me give you a question. I don't know. You may have heard this. What are the two longest English words with letters in alphabetical order?
I haven't.
All right. What are the two longest English words with letters in alphabetical order? There are seven letters in each word.
And it's okay.
Yes. In alphabetical order from first to last. You know,
accepts. Except I forgot how S and T go. I got so excited. So excited. The alphabet trips me up again.
So, again, what are the two longest English words with letters in alphabetical order? There are seven letters in the words. Yes. Not the most familiar, but not the least familiar either. In other words, you've heard them both.
Okay.
They don't only appear in Scrabble games played at the top level or something?
No, perhaps not. Perhaps not. Let's see. All right. That's kind of a difficult question, so I'll give you perhaps an easier one. What is the what country in the world, and I just saw this in the New York Times not too long ago, what country in the world has the current generation of children have exceeded the most the education of their parents? In other words, what country in the world has improved on the education of their parents the most? In other words, do children have improved on the education of their parents?
The most. Let's go back. Would you call this a third world country?
I would not.
You would not? Okay. Interesting.
So what country in the world, in which country in the world would children have improved the most on the education of their parents? In other words, have a better education than their parents.
China?
No.
What's on the country's flag? And is it a building?
Not that I know of.
All right.
All right. Think that over. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Connie in Florida. I have a guess on the tomb.
Okay.
Is it Marilyn Monroe?
Nope. Good guess.
Also a very good guess, yes.
Yep.
All right. That was it. Thanks.
Thanks, Connie. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Charlie in Albany.
Hi, Charlie.
Dr. Seuss, 5,000 Fingers of Dr. Wu.
You almost got it. Dana
I
got
know,
it.
Not,
the 5,000 Fingers
Wu,
of Dr. T.
Dr.
T, yes.
Dr. T.
English block.
There you
go.
Got
half a day?
Yeah,
yes.
You got a full day.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. And Cameron, do you have a short question?
Yes, I do. Where did it go? Okay, this is my last flag question, I promise. Mm. What is the oldest continually used flag?
Denmark.
Ah, crap. Okay, it was really, really fast.
He asked for a fast question.
Yes,
you got it.
Yes, he did. Do you want one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Prior to Star Wars The Force Awakens, what film held the record for ticket pre-sales? And I believe Star Wars has been knocked out by Toy Story 4, but I could be wrong about that.
Is it a Marvel movie?
No.
Wow.
Can you give us an idea how old the film is?
Yeah.
Yes, it is from this century. oh gosh, I'm totally blanking on the year, but
tell
the
me the
first
title,
decade
tell you the year,
of
probably.
The 20th of okay. this century.
Okay.
Avatar?
No.
Okay.
Good.
This century. Okay.
Is it animated?
No.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Was the film a huge success?
Yes, it very much was.
Was it a sequel and or did it have sequels?
No. It was not a sequel. It did not have sequels.
Yeah. So Avatar was a good guess.
Until that point,
Until it was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Leave that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Carol in San Francisco.
Hi.
And I have a guess for one of the most visited graves.
Yes.
Would that be the grave of the unknown soldier?
Oh.
No, but I like where you're thinking.
That's, I like that guess.
Good guess.
Yeah.
And you know,
can I take another?
Sorry, go ahead.
Can I take another guess on the most improved education wise?
Yes.
I don't know if this is the right one or not. Norway?
Not Norway.
Not Norway. Okay. Nope. All right.
Thank you very much, though.
How about,
right, thank you.
How
right.
about Japan?
Not Japan.
Not Japan. Okay.
And if you have a short question, Jeremy?
Sure. What Austrian physicist published his most notable work in 1842, titled On the Colored Light of the Binary Stars and Some Other Stars of the Heavens, admittedly not in English, which explained how observed wave frequency depends on the relative speed of the source and the observer.
1842.
The key is staying awake for the whole question.
It's a very romantic title.
Read the
title.
Whole thing once more.
Sure. What Austrian physicist published his most notable work in 1842, titled On the Colored Light of the Binary Stars and Some Other Stars of the Heavens, which explained how observed wave frequency depends on the relative speed of the source and The Observer.
Did they even call them physicists at that point? 1842?
Physics? Is that...
Yeah. But this is a name we would readily know.
Yeah.
1842.
He's known for one thing, and it's basically this, only in a slightly different version.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter Glimbarger again with some guesses.
That's all right.
For the physicist, is it Nicholson?
It is not.
Okay. For the grave, is it Marilyn Monroe?
No, good guess.
For the president whose father was governor of New Hampshire, was it Franklin Pierce?
It was Franklin Pierce.
Oh,
right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Benjamin Pierce was the father of Franklin Pierce, one of my favorite, one of my favorite unsuccessful presidents. And give us a call. We have a few minutes left in the show. We can take your call, 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, or toll free 866-798-8255. Let me see. I already gave you a quick question. All right, I will. I'll give you a very quick one. What European country is the safest in the world? There have been no murders there since 1997.
Vatican City?
No. There has been a murder in Vatican City.
Wow.
In the last 10 years.
Wow.
The Swiss Guard. Somebody, they...
Wait, was the Swiss Guard the victim or the killer or what?
One of the Swiss Guards was killed.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Yeah. Working my numbers here. I'm just going to keep picking small countries, but... Will that get me anywhere? Picking like the microstates?
I suppose eventually, if you name enough.
Small enough.
Andorra.
Yes.
No.
Sure.
No, Andorra.
San Marino. Monaco.
No.
Of course, someone was killed in Monaco. Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
so,
okay.
There you go.
There you go.
But at least you took your four guesses.
Possibly more.
Yeah.
Check the tape.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom again, real quick. The Austrian physicist says Doppler.
That is the Doppler effect we were describing
there.
Very good.
Awesome. The leap in education, is that South Korea?
Yes, it is South Korea.
Yes, yeah.
I was just there.
Oh, awesome.
Excellent.
Okay. And what was... I missed part of the movie question that you just asked. Was that answered?
Prior to Star Wars The Force Awakens, what film held the record for ticket pre-sales? It has not been answered.
Oh, okay. Nah, I won't get that.
Okay.
And I will mention that the traveling salesman, Bill Clinton's father, was a traveling salesman who did cover Illinois.
Okay, but wasn't that.
Okay. So he died before he was born, of course.
Right.
Spoiler.
Okay, spoiler. Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
The movie, you want to share with us perhaps one of the lesser known folks in it as...
Oh, gosh. No.
Fair enough. That's it was a yes or no question.
Yeah.
How about
I can tell you the name of the cinematographer.
Sure. Go ahead.
It was shot by Caleb Deschanel, and I believe he won an Oscar.
Oh, he's the dad of...
Zoe Deschanel, yeah. Yes. And the girl on Bones.
Emily.
Yes, Emily.
So should we assume... that this is a science fiction film?
It is not. It is very much not a science
drama.
Fiction. Yes, drama.
Oh.
I want to say it's 2006.
Okay. No Country for Old Men?
No.
Which wouldn't have been.
That was 2007.
There's that as well. Departed is 2006. Sorry.
2005, 2006, somewhere in there. I know. I don't know why I'm blanking on
that's
the
year. That's
okay. Crash.
That's still not
there were no pre-sale tickets for Crash.
Yeah. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I think somebody got the Doppler effect already.
Did. And way ahead of me, too. So there's your bell.
Okay. But I do have a question.
Okay.
Of the hottest 20 years on record, how many were in the last 20 years?
18.
I've got 19.
Yeah,
but you could be right.
No, I'm just guessing a big number because that makes an interesting question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Am I on?
You are.
Mm-hmm. The country with the most improved education, I'm guessing Nigeria?
No, the caller before you just answered it was South Korea.
Ah, good, yeah. Okay, that's good. And the physicist is Doppler.
Very good.
Yeah, you usually hear that with the, yeah, like police sirens going past.
Mm-hmm.
Audio, not video, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Nope, not there. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, it's Fran, San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, quick question. There's a famous line from a TV show, just one more thing.
Columbo.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon on a boat in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon on a boat.
Quick question for you. Which president's children had a pony that was given free rein of the bedrooms of the children living in the White House?
JFK?
No.
He had a pony. I know
Theodore
that.
Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Sheldon on a boat. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. It's Martin from San Francisco. I have a. Is that too late for a question?
No, go ahead. As long as it's not really long.
Which dog has the best vision?
Ooh. Oh, which breed of dog has the best vision?
Yes,
I've heard
right.
this question
Which
yeah.
breed of dog has the best vision? And not only that, but if they get it, why?
Someone has called in with this question before.
Yeah, exactly. It was several years ago. Several years ago, that's right.
Is it a greyhound?
It is greyhound, of course.
Very good.
Because they go so fast.
Now the second part.
It's the Doppler effect.
Now the second part, do you know why?
Because they go so fast.
That's right. The faster you go, the farther you need to see in order to be safe. That's right. It's physics. Old mother physics. Yep.
All goes back
Thank
to
you.
Physics.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Good night, guys. Good night.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Zach in San Francisco.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, I just have a quick answer. I think there's still one five-letter word.
There are two, actually. There are two.
I'm going to say thank.
Yes.
For
one thing.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
You want to take
and
one
that's
more?
That's all I got.
Oh.
You know, that's all I got.
You got it. Thank.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
That was efficient.
Thanks, Zach. Yes. Okay. We will clean up. And Cameron, what do you have?
What's the building?
Okay. The building is... And I could not find any info as far as if it was a particular mosque, but there's a mosque on the flag of Afghanistan.
Oh, God damn it. Oh.
Which I thought you might have gotten when I guessed Afghanistan.
I thought Afghanistan. That's weird. I thought it just had the... All right.
There's a mosque, unless I'm misinformed. Jim Walsh was the father of Brandon and Brenda Walsh on Beverly Hills 90210, played by James Eckhouse.
Of Hill Street Blues fame.
The last most visited tomb in the United States. And this is according to an article I read in, I believe, Condé Nast. So I think it's pretty legit.
It's no, you know it's true then.
Was the tomb of Marie Laveau in New Orleans,
oh, okay.
the voodoo priestess.
Sure.
And, record for ticket pre-sales prior to Star Wars The Force Awakens was The Passion of the Christ.
Jesus.
That is my last Passion of the Christ question.
2004,
three
I
of
think.
Them. 2004, maybe, yeah.
You said four or five.
I think I said five or six, but yeah, somewhere in there.
And Jeremy, what do you have?
One of my favorite Aramaic films. let's see. I have the two attorneys general who served non-consecutive terms. One was William Barr. The other served under William Henry Harrison and Tyler, as well as Fillmore. He has a namesake compromise from 1860.
Missouri?
It is.
That's
no,
correct.
It's Phil Missouri.
Yeah.
No, no. It is John J. Crittenden.
Crittenden.
And I think that may be it.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to hold on
to
the...
Oh, no, no. I have one more.
Oh.
Afghanistan had FGH in order.
Oh, thank you.
And Tuvalu has T-U-V-A-L-U. I'm expecting Afghanistan. The Tuvalu's a bonus.
Been All staring
right.
at the alphabet.
I'm going to hold on to the longest English words with letters in alphabetical order. I'll spread that out again next week, and hopefully we'll get some guesses on that. So presidential fathers is all I have left. Oh, I'm sorry. There's one five-letter word in Green Eggs and Ham nobody got, which is there. I don't think anybody got it. Presidential fathers, the attorney general under Grant, that was Alfonso Taft, William Howard Taft's father. The Traveling Salesman in Illinois, that was Jack Reagan, Ronald Reagan's father. And that's it. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't there one?
Illiterate farmer? Was there an illiterate farmer?
Oh, somebody got that. The farmer who could neither read nor write, that was Abraham Lincoln's father.
Oh, I missed that.
Anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks for you listening and calling. And happy Father's Day, everybody. Our thanks to our panel. Of course, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Jeremy Horwitz. Cryptographer, I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to David LaTulip and Steve Wilcott. Have a great week, everybody. Happy Father's Day. Take care. Join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be you, brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank.